South Korean Unification Minister Lee Jae-jong said Thursday the new aid package amounts to nearly $40 million worth of heavy construction implements.
오늘 아침 회의에서 결정한 주요 지원 품목은 세멘트 10만 톤, 철근 5천 톤.
He says South Korean officials decided to send cement, iron bars, trucks, fuel, and road paving materials to the north at the soonest possible opportunity. The announcement comes a day after South Korea transported about $7 million worth of emergency supplies across the border, such as blankets, drinking water, and easy-to-prepare foods. International relief agencies say flooding damage in the north has caused a serious humanitarian crisis. The United Nations World Food Program says damage to agriculture could worsen North Korea's already severe food shortage. WFP representatives are distributing emergency food to hundreds of thousands of North Koreans made homeless by the floods. North Korea cited flooding as its reason for postponing a summit with South Korea that would have taken place this week. The meeting is now set for the beginning of October. Members of South Korea's main opposition party, the conservative GNP, have been critical of the timing of the summit just 2 months before presidential elections. Unification Minister Lee dismissed accusations of summit politics, saying the broader picture of North-South relations is more important.
한반도 평화와 남북 관계에서 남북의 공동 번영.
He says South Korea's goal is peace on the Korean Peninsula, and economic cooperation is one of the best ways to achieve that goal because it creates hope in the North. Lee says the South Korean building materials should all be in place in North Korea by the end of next month. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.